Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
It's now at noon on Wisconsin's Midday News.
So all child care payments to the state of Minnesota are currently frozen. This happened on Tuesday evening. The Trump administration continuing its investigation into alleged fraud by organizations in the state. Child care providers disputing the claims. Minnesota's governor is weighing the state's legal options. CBS News' Heather Bosch with more.
Acting CDC Director Jim O'Neill is alleging widespread fraud in Minnesota specifically.
We believe the state of Minnesota has allowed scammers and fake daycares to siphon millions of taxpayer dollars over the past decade.
He says before Minnesota receives any more child care funds, the Trump administration wants to see receipts, photos, or other justifications for payments, and it's demanding the state conduct a full review of its child care centers. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
The scam allegedly manipulated federal child nutrition programs during COVID by creating fake sites, falsifying meal counts, and also claiming millions for meals never served to children. It's believed somewhere in the neighborhood of $250 million in federal funds were stolen. Meanwhile, Governor Tim Walz is saying this is all a witch hunt from the administration.
Moving on, a new report out this week shedding some light on hazing incidents this past year at Wisconsin universities. Under the recently passed Stop Campus Hazing Act, colleges nationwide were required to publish hazing transparency reports online by this past Tuesday, last week Tuesday, I should say. Well, 4 Wisconsin schools reporting at least one incident on these reports, the bulk of them at UW-Madison, 9 incidents at that campus, largest Greek life in the state of Wisconsin there, 2 incidents at UW-Whitewater, and 1 each at Carroll University and UW-Green Bay. While the 9 incidents in Madison were not described in detail, others were, and one of the Whitewater allegations in particular is concerning. According to this report, members of the Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity allegedly directed their recruits in winter of 2024 to go to a park where they were allegedly blindfolded, driven to their frat house, and forced to recite phrases and clean the house. Those who failed to complete the demands, according to the report, were slapped or paddled, university suspending that fraternity through March of 2029.
And finally, security ramped up in New York City and nationwide for New Year's Eve celebrations. ABC's Rena Roy has details from the Big Apple.
As millions of Americans prepare to celebrate this New Year's Eve, law enforcement across the country is on high alert. Security will be especially tight at the iconic ball drop in New York City's Times Square. The nation's largest police force says thousands of its officers will be in the air, on the water, and in the subway system. While officials say there's no specific or credible threat, this year we'll see secondary screenings and additional officers.
So you got the basics, like security screening that you might experience attending a major football game or something along that line. But there's also high-level technology being used. Video, AI surveillance of the Times Square area. You've got real-time intelligence determining where people are. You can zoom in and out of the crowds, who's coming through the crowds. You can attend to medical emergencies. It's interesting that every time there's a massive security plan, you get the big numbers, right? Thousands of officers, water, drones, land, sea, all over the place, right? But there are so many things happening that the general public has no idea is happening.
Sure.
Right? And then that's a major component to any massive security plan.
And as we've seen around the world, as we're watching on the TV as the new year comes in hour by hour, a lot of major cities globally, Sydney, Australia, Tokyo, Japan, have altered their New Year's Eve big celebrations just in light of some of the events that have happened around the world recently that have drawn some security concerns.